creatives, welcome back to our mini-series, Share the Work. This is the Do It for the Process podcast, and this week we're doing a five-part workshop called Share the Work, and this is the podcast version of it. If you want to join me live in the studio, I literally come to you live every day. You're welcome to do so. There's a link in the show notes below. Click the link. You're registered. Hop in the group. You can join us live. It's totally free. There's a community space, and I ask you to do some homework that involves sharing some answers or feedback, or tomorrow you'll get to share a Pinterest board with the community space. And it's just really fun to get that feedback and that community engagement. And just, I can see what you're doing. You can see what you're doing. It's wonderful. So join us there. I need to plug in my laptop. 1 second. I've been on my computer all day. Okay, I might cut that out, but you know what? I also might forget. So real world. My name is Emily Jeffords. I am an artist. I'm an educator. I get to mentor thousands of creative entrepreneurs just like you, just like me, who are putting their beautiful, soulful, vulnerable work into the world, work that matters to them, and people get to see it. And that's so cool. And many of us begin businesses based on this work. We begin selling our work. We begin growing little studio empires based on this beautiful, vulnerable work. Yesterday, we talked about what it means to create work that you love. That is the most important step in the entire process. If you grow a business with skipping this step by moving past it too fast, you will burn out, your business will not succeed, you will not feel good about anything. Don't skip this step. This step is vitally important. Go watch, or yeah, watch the live if you'd like to, if you want to catch the replay. Listen to this podcast, yesterday's episode again. If you missed it, definitely prioritize that content. It is, It's exactly what I needed to hear all along the way. It is the permission that you need to fall in love with your work, to make that a priority, to invest in the love that you get to feel in the studio, that glimmering, beautiful energy that you get to live in as a creative. That is not selfish. It's not frivolous. It's not silly. It's the most important thing of all. So, my text's going off, my computer's dying. Here we are, we're making it. Let's do this. Today we're talking about how to attract an audience to that beautiful work. If you don't know who I am, my name is Emily Jeffords. I've been growing my studio business since I was a child, essentially. My first art show was when I was in college. I didn't know anything about running a business, as is really, really evident in the way that I began my business, which was by selling my work for way too little money, being told by my art professors that I probably should just work at a frame shop or at an art supply store, and I could try selling my work on the side if I was lucky. I've grown from that place to where we are today, which, oh my gosh, surprise to me, having collectors literally stretching around the globe in every direction, selling prints and originals, selling courses, selling retreats, offering really whatever makes me happy, whatever excites me, I get to create it and I get to share it with the world. And like, that is the most enjoyable way I can imagine spending my life. If I have to work, if we have to work, if creative souls have to work, what a beautiful way to invest our energy is by creating things that people want and people need and people desire. It's just beautiful that the things that I desire can then meet someone else's desires also. Like, wow. Okay, if that's what you want for your career, stay tuned. Join Making Artwork when it opens up tomorrow. I'm so excited about this. Making Artwork is the masterclass that I created for creative entrepreneurs that want to grow their businesses. You have this beautiful thing that you're creating. It's working. You love it. And now you're like, okay, this needs to become something legit. I want to evolve this into something that is filling more of my life, bringing in more income. You want to expand it into whatever your vision allows you to see right now, which the cool thing about vision is it always keeps evolving. If you can see five steps ahead, when you get there, you'll see five more steps. And that's just life-giving, and I love knowing that we always get to chart something beautiful out of our lives, and it can evolve and it can flow, and that's just so, so cool and so, so beautiful. So join us inside of Making Art Work. Doors open on tomorrow, March 14th. I'm like, wait, what day is it? March 14th. And I would love to have you in there. If you're a creative entrepreneur ready for some growth, I would be delighted to watch you grow. I'd be delighted to enable you to grow. Let's do it. Let's do it. You can find all the info. I'll put a link down below. Just scroll up, check it out. It's 9 weeks long. This is a program that I'm asking you to spend some time with me, because transformation takes time. And there's no quick and short way about that. There is no free guide to, you know, becoming who you want to be in the world. You have to really spend some time with it. So let's spend that time together. I'll mentor you. I'll be in that space with you. I'll share my mistakes. I'll share my successes. We have incredible guest experts. I think we have 12 guest experts in this course that are just industry leaders, industry rock stars, people that you know their name, like Jenna Rainey, Bonnie Christine, Morgan Harper Nichols, people that are like, they have notoriety for a reason because they're excellent. And then also people that you might not know their name, but they are experts in things like Facebook and Instagram ads, things like SEO, how to work with a gallery from an actual gallerist, people that are experts in their field and are openly and generously sharing their expertise with us in this space. So if I don't know it, I pull in an expert gladly and humbly, and I want to sit at their feet and learn along with you. And this space is full of that kind of energy and that kind of joy. So let's dive into today's content. We're going to talk about attracting an audience to your work. If you don't have a pencil and paper ready, this is your cue. Go get them, just like all the time. I hope you have a notebook dedicated to this podcast by now. This is your space to learn and to grow. Let's do it. Let's make this incredible. Let's spend a few moments together learning how to attract your audience. Okay, I'm not going to fully recap yesterday's episode because I can just trust that you'll go back and listen to it. Please, please do. But yesterday was about the introvert energy, the things that happen in your heart, in your mind, in your body while you create. No one else is in the room with you at this point. No one else is seeing your work. Now we have to honor the fact that your work's purpose, your work's goal in this world is twofold. One, to fill you. It loves you. It's in this relationship with you. You created it. That was beautiful. That's enough in and of itself. But artwork also tends to be a little bit of a Leo. Leo to Leo, I see you, artwork. I know you want to be seen. I know you want to be heard. So your creative work wants to have a voice. It wants to have a spotlight shining on it. It wants to be seen. It wants to be loved. Its job is to speak something into the world. Its job is to say something. It's to convey your message. So it wants to do its job. So now we have you in the studio spilling your heart out. You love your work. That was beautiful. That process, we love it. We're here for it, right? Now your work wants to be on its own pedestal. It wants to be seen and heard and loved and cherished for itself. And then the other side of this, if you can imagine like an upside down V, you're on one side, your art is on the, in the middle, up on that pedestal, being seen, has a spotlight, it's in the limelight, it loves it. On the other side of this V is your audience. Your audience is receiving so much goodness from this transaction. Do you understand the gift that you're giving them? It's kind of them to pay you money. It's just them saying thank you when they pay you. You realize that, right? You're creating things that are highly valuable. You're creating things that make the human experience worth living. I'm not trying to be too dramatic about this. I'm trying to just help you see that your work is the most generous and beautiful thing one human can offer to another human. So with that in mind, not to be too grand about it, but let your work be seen. I have some points that I want to make. There are six of them. Let's go through them. Number one is to understand why your work is worth being seen. This is the content of the last episode. Go back and listen to it. Your work is worth being seen because of everything we talked about in that episode. We're keeping imposter syndrome to a minimum. We're not over critiquing our work. Everything we create is practice. Yes, 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 that is true. And your work is worth being seen. Honor the beauty and the importance of what you have created. Number two, get clear on why your work matters to you. When you begin that vulnerable process of putting your work in the spotlight, all kinds of emotions can come up. Things that you may not even expect to feel, you might feel. And that's very, very normal because putting your precious, tender, vulnerable heart into physical form is hard enough as it is. Letting it be seen by somebody else is even harder. And I have this point in here as its own point. Get clear on why your work matters to you. Because once someone else sees your work, if you haven't really clarified why this thing is valuable to you, and you've established its worth and its value in your heart and in your mind, on paper, it's written down, it's etched into your soul, right? If you haven't gone through that process, someone's opinion of your work is the only thing that matters. And I love everyone. You're all great. But your opinion about my work does not matter as much as mine does. It matters the tiniest little bit. I'm open to feedback. I'm open to criticism. I'm open to critique. I want to learn. I want to grow. Yes. But I say what my work is worth. I say where it belongs. I say whether it's finished or not finished. I say whether it's good or bad. You do too about your work. Internalize this, believe it, lean into it, own it, love your work. Once that's really, really certain, now we can tip that work into being seen by somebody else. Everything that I've talked about so far, getting clear on why your work matters to you, really understanding the value of what you've created, understand why your work is worth being seen. That is all introvert energy. Nothing has happened externally yet. All that's happening just inside of you. Your work is still hidden. Your work is still safe. It's still cozy. No one's seeing it. Everything is very, very simple, right? You can't grow a business that way, though. You can't sell your work that way. It is a private solo practice. That's wonderful. Valid. Great. But once you do want to sell your work, once you do want to begin letting your work take up space in the world and do its desired work also, it wants to be seen, it wants to be appreciated, it wants to convey a message. Once that process begins to tip outside of you, then we move into point number three. And this is really, really important for you to do as the maker of your work, as the one honoring your work in the world, as the one bringing your work to the world. Look at your work from the outside. Is it speaking in the way that you intended? And when I say work, just put a little blank there and whatever you're creating and wanting to offer, write that in. So when I look at my retreats from the outside, are they speaking the way that I intend? Am I sharing them in the right way where people can get the ethos, they can get the energy, they can understand the vision? When I look at my paintings from the outside, are they conveying the message that I want them to convey? Are they looking in a certain way according to my brand aesthetics and according to my vision? Look at your work from the outside. Is it speaking in the way that you intended? This is so important. We'll talk more about this tomorrow, and this is such a huge theme inside of making art work, because as you establish the value of your work, you begin attracting people to that value. Get your pencil out, get your paper, write this down. Put it by your kitchen sink. Put it in your studio, write it down and keep it nearby. Trust me, this will change your life. As you establish the value of your work, you begin attracting people to that value. Let's flip this a little bit. Let's say that you never think through this. You never look at your work from the outside and you're just like putting it out there and you don't think about it. You're not thinking about the excellence of your photography or of your website or of your social media content or of your booth displays if you go to an art show or the way that your work looks on shelves or wherever your work is being seen. You don't ever think about how it's being perceived. What do you think that looks like? Well, I can tell you, and I would imagine you can also relate to this as well, but inside of making artwork, I have a tremendous and just really gooey honor of getting to be the one that people say, hey, will you look at my site? Will you look at my work? Will you look at this? Will you look at this and let me know what you think and tell me how I can improve this? And I'm always like, oh my gosh, yes, this is a sweet space to be in where we have that connection. We have that relationship of safety inside of making artwork. I am always kind. I am so nice. I will not hurt your feelings, I don't think, but I will be clear. I'm going to tell you what I see in the nicest and most kind way. I will be direct. I'll be thoughtful. I'll be instructive, but I'm going to do it in a way that I hope is received well. That way you can hear me and you can learn and you're not just like, oh my gosh, she hates it. No, I don't hate it. I love it. But can we share it more effectively? Yes, of course. So inside of making artwork, I have the honor of seeing things from the outside. And what I usually see is we have some improvements to be made. Across the board, artists, we have improvements to be made, okay? I often see websites that are hard to navigate. They're hard to click through. It's hard to access your work. I see images that are not speaking to the high value of what you've created. I know what you created in the studio is utter magic. It's beautiful. Let me fall in love with it as the viewer. Let me fall in love with it as someone that's coming across your work for the first time. Are your videos really speaking to your vision and sharing that beauty and that elegance and that whatever your brand may be? You can have all kinds of brand vibes. Funny, cheerful, dark, moody, poetic. It can be whatever your brand is. Are the things that you're putting out into the world speaking to that vision? So I'm going to repeat this again. As you establish the value of your work, you begin attracting people to that value. The alternate is also true. As you don't establish the value of your work, as you neglect the value of your work, you will begin detracting people. You will begin actively repelling people. So this is why this matters. This applies to the words you use, the photos that you share, the videos that you create, the website that you use, where you show your work. Some venues are not the right place. Some are absolutely the right place, and only your brand will determine what that is and what that is not. But if you're looking for some insight and just some place to really expand upon this topic and get very, very in the weeds, really, really thoughtful and, just considerate about this, then definitely join Making Artwork when it opens up tomorrow. It will really, really add some clarity and some inspiration to this. And it's also so fun. Like, we have such a fun time in this course. If you can't tell, which maybe you can't tell with this podcast, because I just talk to myself in this podcast and it's not the most, you can't really like see my sense of humor so much in this, but we have a lot of fun. There's a lot of lightness and pleasure and joy in this course. We laugh a lot. It's a great and beautiful space. So there's a lot of joy and mirth here. Okay, number four. So number three was look at your work from the outside. Is it speaking in the way that you intend? Number four, how are you conveying the value of your work to others? These are linked, right? Because once you see your work from the outside, you can then say, okay, how am I conveying the value and how am I not? Where do I have space for improvement? And inside of Making Artwork, I will tell you almost every single day, when you see space for improvement, which you will every day inside of this course, I promise you, I will show you spaces to improve, again, kindly and gently. When you see spaces that are meant for improvement, you're like, oh, there's some space to grow here. I want you to, instead of saying, oh my gosh, I can't do this. Nope. I want you to instead say, oh, now I have somewhere to play. Now I have a space that needs my creative energy. Now I get to improve something and that's fun. Okay. So that's the energy we're taking into this. This would be things like good photography. Are you speaking about your work well? Are you consistently and effectively sharing your work in your soulful, beautiful, thoughtful marketing? Are you having fun with this? Is the pleasure that you're feeling in the studio being communicated outside of the studio? Are you making it accessible for your audience? Oh, it's so much fun when you begin to do these things and your ideal customer begins to take note, because then they're like, wait, what's happening over there? I feel some energy here. And suddenly you're using your creative energy not only in your work, in the actual things that you're creating, but now also in your marketing, in the way that you speak about your work and share your work. That's how you attract customers. That's how you attract your collectors. You're creating a magnet. You're going to the spaces that your customers and collectors are already spending their time and spending their energy, and you're showing up in that space with a giant magnet, and they're like, hello, this is exactly what I've been wanting. I didn't even know that I wanted this. Okay, this leads really, really well into point number 5, which is to define your ideal customer. Who are they, and where do they feel most comfortable? So once you kind of get a sense for who your ideal customer might be, let's say that your work is really soft and poetic and maybe a little bit childlike, not like silly, but just like it might really work well in a child's bedroom, or it might work well on the cover of a child's book, or it might, you know, become a blanket that is draped over a child's bed. Like, I'm just kind of using an example off the top of my head here. In that case, you're going to go to brands, you're going to go to spaces, you're going to go to shows that might speak to that style of work, right? You're going to go into the spaces where those kinds of people are already spending their time. They're already going to search for products like yours. Similar products, right? Similar energy, similar spaces. Additionally, if you know that your client is probably a mother in her late 20s, early 30s, early 40s, somewhere in there, then where is she going to spend her leisure? Where is she going to decompress after a long day? Where is she going to spend some creative free energy? Go to those places. Have your work appearing in those spaces. Work with those brands. Be in those spaces where that person is already spending their downtime or their leisure time, or they're already shopping. Do not expect them to come to you. They will not. So think about that. Write down some ideas. Who are they? Where are they located? How can you go to them? And get creative with it. They're maybe on Instagram, yes, but we often think that marketing equals Instagram, and that is the furthest thing from true. Marketing is a huge, beautiful cocktail of things that we can do to bring our work to our ideal audience. Instagram is Instagram, okay? So just kind of expand that a little bit. Who is your ideal customer? Where are they spending their time? Keeping your voice and vision in mind, who is naturally attracted to your work and to your brand? We'll have more on that tomorrow when we talk about branding. Who does your work appeal to? Where do those people spend time online and offline? If your collectors are on Facebook or Instagram, are they at a local gallery? Are they going to a local boutique? Are they shopping internationally? Are they spending time on Pinterest? Just kind of sketch them out a little bit. We do this extensively inside of module 1 of Making Art Work, and it's a really clarifying way to begin the course. There's more inside of that module. There's actually a lot inside of module 1. Module 1 is so foundational. But in one of the lessons, we talk about your ideal customer and really defining who they are, getting clear on who they are, what their activities might be, what they're reading, what they're watching, what music they're listening to, what's taking up their time on the weekends, that kind of thing. Just kind of sketch them out a little bit. Okay, number 6, our final point today. How can you use empathy to share your work effectively? Again, view everything from the outside. This is the most important part in empathy, is being in your customers' or your audience members' shoes, seeing things through their eyes. How can you see things from the outside? How can you see things from their point of view? How can you make buying your work so simple? Go through the entire process. One thing that we do in module 3 of Making Art Work is we actually go through the process of setting up your shop, if you haven't done so yet. If you have, we refine it and look at, you know, what you can change, what you can add, best practices, that kind of thing. And then I recommend that you actually buy something from yourself. Go through the entire process and just feel it. Is it easy? Is it delightful? Is it pleasureful? How are your photographs and videos conveying the value of your work? I said this already, but one of the quickest ways to devalue your work is to share bad images or unclear images or messy images or just... they're just bad. Just stop. Don't do it. Sharing excellent images of your work is one of the best ways to establish the value of what you've created, and I want you to have high value, beautiful, beautiful things. is your quote unquote highest work being clearly communicated. Your highest work, we talk about in module one also, your highest work is the pinnacle of your business. It's what your business is based on. It's the foundation. Your highest work is the thing that matters most to your business. And if you don't know that yet, no worries. We'll get into it in module one. I have a whole like exploration process for you to go on. If you're like, wait, what is my highest work? I'll help you. Where are your people already comfortable and spending time? So again, back to that empathy piece. Really use your imagination, use your beautiful creativity to use some empathy to think about where your audience is, what they need, what they want. When you know who you're speaking to, you can adjust your language to meet them. You can adjust your energy to meet them. You can adjust your tone of voice. You can adjust the way that you're meeting them. Before these questions are really meaningful, though, and effective in your business, it's important to know who your work is attracting naturally. So begin to look around at who's already attracted to your work, whether you've made any sales or not. Where are you hearing positive feedback? We're going to ignore all negative feedback. We're only listening to positive feedback at this point and pretty much forever. But where are you already hearing positive feedback and from who? Are there any common themes? If you haven't heard any yet, maybe it's time to shine that spotlight on your work a little bit brighter to attract more feedback. It might be that you're hiding your work a little bit too much. So let it see some light of day. Let it be seen in special places. Let it be seen in the public eye. Be brave. You've got this. Okay, if you're in our private Facebook group, go introduce yourself. Let's practice this in a really safe space. Tell me what you create. Let me see your work. Let us comment on it and give you some love, give you some feedback. Let us see what you create. Go introduce yourself, share your work, and share what it means to you in our private Facebook group. I would love to see what you create. And join me back here tomorrow for day three in our Share the Work series, which is a 5-part series designed to help you share your work more effectively. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about your brand. You already have one. Did you know that? You already have a brand. And I hope that it's beautiful and resonant and gives you some space to play and to evolve. But if it's not, let's talk about how you can make it better. There's always space to improve. There's always space to grow. We know this. We love this. This is fun for us. Come back tomorrow for that. Join the Facebook group. Get the worksheets. This is a very special place for you to grow and to succeed, and I can't wait to watch you do just that. Making Artwork opens for enrollment tomorrow, as I said, and I cannot wait to get to walk alongside you in that space for 9 weeks. It's life-changing. It is life-giving. The community gathered in that space already is absolutely beautiful and nourishing and encouraging and so passionate. So join us in that. You can learn all about it on my website, emilyjeffordslearn.com. Follow me on Instagram at emily_jeffords. I'll be going live there also tomorrow if you wanted to join me there. And I'd love to see you. All right, bye for now.